Ukraine war, troops fear encirclement in Pokrovsk as Russians near, date modified colon 2024-09-14T00:41:43.060Z, description colon speaking to the BBC, soldiers in eastern Ukraine fear that Russia is trying to surround them, Ukrainians warn of being surrounded as Russia advances in east, Reuters. Ukrainian troops are now at risk of encirclement on the front line near Pokrovsk. The situation is critical, a Ukrainian military officer in the east told the BBC near the front line south of Pokrovsk. Russia's military strategy now appears to be surrounding the city, which is a key transportation hub in the region. The officer, who preferred to stay anonymous, said his military leadership want to hold their positions at all costs, often leading to the loss of troops and resources. That approach, he says, was resulting in a number of cauldrons, large territories surrounded by the Russian forces. One of them is south of Pokrovsk, between Nevelsk, Hernik, and Krasnohoivka. We are not planning to advance towards the city of Donetsk anytime soon, so why are we holding positions near Nevelsk when we are losing Hernik? Said the officer. Far better to retreat to Hernik, he believes, with a minimum loss of resources and hold those positions. When your enemy has more people and resources than you do, this strategy is reckless, the Ukrainian officer added. Look at the Donetsk region, it looks like a squid. To defend all the tentacles, you need a far bigger number of positions, observation posts. You need to hold back far bigger assault groups because the Russians are trying to attack from all sides. So, instead of withdrawing and reduce the length of the line they need to defend, the officer says, brigades get wiped out fighting along the entire perimeter of the cauldron simply because the main criteria of success for generals is to hold positions. Roman Poerly, an analyst and co-founder of the Deep State Map that monitors the latest frontline developments in Ukraine, says Ukrainian troops have now pulled back from the village of Nevelsk to avoid an encirclement. That means the threat of being trapped is less acute, but the military officer at the front says pulling back should have been done long before. Lives and resources have been wasted on something that they couldn't hold anyway, he argues. Inside Pokrovsk, the vital Ukrainian town in Russia's sights, meeting the Ukrainian recruits preparing for new battle, Putin draws new red line on long-range missiles. Russian troops are now advancing towards Kurakhov, a city 35 kilometers, 21 miles, south of Pokrovsk. Ukrainian forces in that area confirm the fighting in their sectors has intensified lately. This development is also reflected in the daily briefings of Ukraine's general staff. On Thursday they reported that there were 32 clashes in the Pokrovsk direction and 48 in the Kurakhov direction. They re trying to strengthen their flanks so that they can get closer to Pokrovsk, half encircle it and then start erasing the city to the ground, says Mosh Surai Tsekhotsky from the 59th Brigade, Getty Images. Civilians are fleeing the area as Russian forces approach. LTCOL Oli Demyanenko, who commands a tank battalion of the 110th Brigade, also says that Russian forces are now pushing along the sides, in addition to a direct assault on Pokrovsk. However, he claims that the Russians are now focusing mostly on the southern flank that is the Kurakhov direction. Russian troops assault Ukrainian positions with small groups and often they re not accompanied by armored vehicles, soldiers say. They send two or three people who try to reach a certain point in the field, explains Mosh Psekhotsky. Then others try to get to that point as well. And when they have 10 to 15 people, they try to attack us. What makes the Kurakhov area challenging both to defend and to advance is that it is flat, says Nazar Voitenkov from the 33rd Brigade. We constantly shell fields. Russians lose their vehicles and people. He says his brigade is successfully holding its position on the front line, Getty Images. Ukraine is fighting hard to repel the Russian invaders, but they are slowly making gains. Kurakhov is linked to Pokrovsk with roads that are part of the infrastructure to move troops and supplies on the front line. If the Russians take that city, then they can go north to attack Pokrovsk from a new direction, says analyst Roman Poerly. Another possibility is that they might attack Ukrainian troops in Volodar from behind, he adds. That is a city on the southern part of the Donbas front line that the Russians have been trying to seize since the beginning of their full-scale invasion. Strategic mistakes made in the past mean that there is only one way left to defend Pokrovsk and stop the Russians seizing the entire Donetsk region, according to the officer on the front line. To have another Bakhmut, in his words, referring to the city in eastern Ukraine that Kyiv defended for nearly a year before retreating, with the city in ruins. They will throw a lot of people and let them die there. War in Ukraine, Russia, Ukraine.